KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking local sports from last night. First in girls softball play from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic, an 8-3 winner over Shenandoah as Olivia Engler led the way both offensively and defensively. She had two hits and four knocked in and struck out eight, tossing a two-hitter and picking up the victory. Alyssa Derby had a couple of hits and three runs scored. Lauren Nicholas drove in a pair as Atlantic finishes the conference season undefeated. Also last night in the Hawkeye 10, Kemper Catholic beat Glenwood 15-4, Creston over Lewis Central 10-5. In Western Iowa Conference play, Underwood over Missouri Valley 4-1. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Wayne over Lennox 9-0. Bunch of non-conference matchups last night around the region. Audubon beat South Central Calhoun 10-6. Griswold downing Southwest Valley 9-6. Riverside over Sydney 7-1. AHSTW beating East Mills 14-0. Clarinda downing Bedford 5-1. Dallas Center Grimes topping Harlan 11-0. Logan Magnolia over Maple Valley 3-2. It was West Monona topping West Harrison 8-0. Carroll beat Coon Rapids Bayard 11-1. River Valley over Arweva by a 9-0 final. Also in high school boys baseball last night, a couple of Hawkeye 10 conference games saw Lewis Central beat Shenandoah 10-0, while Kemper Catholic outscored Glenwood 12-9. Bunch of non-conference baseball games locally last night as well. For Atlantic, a little bit of the dramatic last night. Bodie Johnson hit a home run to tie the game, and Gunnar Kirchhoff had the walk-off RBI in the bottom of the eighth inning to give Atlantic an extra innings victory, a 2-1 win over Carroll last night. Also, it was Audubon over South Central Calhoun, 10-0. Underwood beat Cam, 7-3. IKM Manning over Exira EHK, 7-3. Harlan topping Dallas Center Grimes, 5-4. Clarinda beat Bedford, 11-2. Red Oak over Essex, 15-0. St. Albert beat Trainer, 8-4. Woodbine over Missouri Valley 5-4. Panorama beat Southwest Valley 19-1. And it was Webster City over Coon Rapids Bayard by a 6-5 final in boys baseball. Well, Garrett Cole couldn't have expected the New York Yankees to take the ball away from him. Just one batter into his first home start in the Bronx, but the team's new $324 million ace learned the hard way about one of baseball's new coronavirus safety protocols Tuesday night during an intra-squad game at Yankee Stadium. Cole allowed a home run to the second hitter he faced, Miguel Andujar, one pitch after being forced to give up the ball that he used to strike out the leadoff man, Mike Tauchman. Cole grumbled that he liked the ball he used to strike out Tauchman, but among the safety steps instituted by Major League Baseball for this virus-shortened season is that pitchers can't reuse a baseball once it's been touched by another player. After Cole struck out Tauchman swinging, catcher Gary Sanchez whipped the ball around the infield, a customary ritual that's frowned upon in MLB's 2020 operations manual. Well, San Francisco Giants say they're suspending workouts at Oracle Park pending the results of tests conducted this past weekend. On Monday, the club announced two people had tested positive for the coronavirus without providing further details on whether the two were players, coaches, or staff. Prospect Hunter Bishop and pitcher Luis Madero in the 60-player pool already had tested positive. The reigning World Series champion Washington Nationals have resumed training camp after canceling workouts Monday because of COVID-19 testing delays. General Manager Mike Rizzo said the team felt confident about getting back to Nationals Park for practices after receiving all player and staff test results from Friday. The American League champion Houston Astros also resumed workouts on Tuesday. A handful of players did not take part in the Nationals workouts, including Starlin Castro, Juan Soto, Howie Kendrick, and Victor Robles. Without naming names, Rizzo said two players tested positive for the coronavirus and that any players and staff who came into contact with them had to be retested. The Cleveland Indians are keeping outfielder Franmil Reyes away from training camp after they spotted him on social media attending a weekend holiday party without wearing a mask. Manager Terry Francona said Reyes is not in any trouble with the team, but by not practicing social distancing or wearing a mask, he says Reyes exposed himself and his teammates to infection, and the team is being overly cautious. Francona said Reyes, who was traded to Cleveland last season from San Diego, will have to be retested for the virus when it's appropriate. Northern Iowa basketball coach Ben Jacobson says standout guard A.J. Green will make a decision on his future by the end of the month. Green placed his name in the NBA draft after being named the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year after leading the Panthers to the Valley regular season title. He left open the possibility of returning for his junior season.
He is still in the draft. You know, the date to withdraw is August 3rd, and he's going to see this out a little bit longer. to see if there's any more feedback that he can possibly get.
Jacobson says he's planning on having Green on the roster next season.
What he's been most interested in is feedback. And, yeah, if somebody, you know, if an NBA team would have said, hey, we're going to take you 12th, then A.J. would be staying in the draft and hoping for 12th or better. But to this point, you know, there hasn't been that kind of feedback.
Jacobson says Green has several Zoom meetings with NBA teams, but the pandemic prevented him from getting evaluated in person.
He's still in the draft. Could something change between now and August 3rd? Yeah, I suppose. So I'm not going to rule that out, and I'm not going to speak for AJ, but we've had great conversations. He's had a great approach to it. He's gotten good feedback. And I also know he's really excited about, you know, about coming back and being a part of the roster that we've got.
Well, Drake basketball coach Darren DeVries admits he was surprised that center Liam Robbins left the program. The 7-footer from Davenport transferred to Minnesota after a sophomore season in which he averaged over 14 points, 7 rebounds, and nearly 3 block shots as the Bulldogs posted their second straight 20-win season.
I think the situation's unique in a sense. You know, he has an uncle that's an assistant coach at the university, and so there's, you know, some family ties there and things that make sense for him. So, we wish Liam the best.
DeVries says Robin's situation was a little unique because of the having the uncle on the Minnesota coaching staff.
He was great for us. He did a good job of doing what we asked and really worked hard and developed. And you know, kids got that freedom to make decisions that they feel are best for them, and we support it.
He says players looking for better opportunities is the new reality.
You know, part of today's landscape is kids, you know, have a little more freedom to transfer, or it's more common than maybe it used to be. So you just got to do the best job with the team you have and treat them right. And hopefully, you know, guys, you know, want to be there and be a part of it. And those are the guys, you know, as you move forward that you focus on as you continue to, you know, try to build your program.
DeVries says they are looking at several options in the post.
Losing Liam was certainly a big piece of what we were doing last year. We had a couple of freshmen sitting out, Issa Samaka and Nate Ferguson, that we're really excited about. And then we signed a kid from Seton Hall, Darnell Brody, we're hopeful that we can get him to play this year.
Well, two members of Louisville's men's basketball program have tested positive for COVID-19, and the team has suspended voluntary activities for 2 weeks. A news release from the school did not specify whether it was players or staff members who tested positive. It added that those impacted are being quarantined and proper protocols are being followed. Oklahoma and Texas officials are cautiously optimistic that their annual football showdown will still be played at the Cotton Bowl at the Fair Park in Dallas, despite the announcement Tuesday that the fair would be canceled. Oklahoma-Texas is one of the longest-running and most intense rivalries in college football, and this year's game is scheduled for October 10th. Organizers are going ahead with the Women's British Open at Royal Troon without spectators. The Women's British Open is set for August 20th through the 23rd at Royal Troon along the Ayrshire coast of Scotland. It would be the first major on the LPGA Tour schedule that is played this year, and it would be the week after the Ladies Scottish Open on the other side of the country, just east of Edinburgh. Qualifying for the AIG Women's British Open has been canceled. The field will be made up of leading players from the women's world rankings and recognizing top performances at recent events on the world's leading tours. Well, Major League Soccer has postponed tonight's match between Nashville and Chicago. MLS says 5 Nashville players have received positive tests for COVID-19 since arriving in Orlando. 2 players received positive test results during the weekend, while 3 others got their positive results Monday night. 4 other Nashville players need further testing after receiving inconclusive results. The league is continuing to evaluate Nashville's participation in its tournament. FC Dallas withdrew Monday after 10 players tested positive for coronavirus. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by MACT Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.